Moncrief on News Talk.
There are many ways in which suicide prevention groups do their work, and it's not just by maintaining helplines. In Limerick City, which has the highest rate of suicide in Ireland of the last 5 years, members of the Limerick Treaty Suicide Prevention are among the groups who patrol the banks of the River Shannon. Lee Reeves is a member. Afternoon, Lee.
Afternoon, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
These patrols that take place, how often might you encounter someone who's going by the banks of the river considering doing themselves some harm?
Unfortunately, especially around Christmas time and now even more so coming into the new year after the kind of the Christmas period dies down, unfortunately, it's happening weekly, you know. I wouldn't say daily, but definitely weekly, unfortunately.
Yeah. And so, when people are out patrolling, can you spot someone from the way they're standing? Or, you know, can you tell just by looking at them that there might be something up here?
So that's where our training comes in. Most of our members are assist trained, trained in different types of people skills, approaching people and all different types of training with suicide prevention are our members. So I suppose there'll be a lot of tell signs, but the main thing that we do is we just approach everybody with a smile and how are you? And you kind of see the feedback that you get from that. People could be very distant. People could be totally ignorant. And some people maybe just want out in a walk and just don't want to talk to somebody. But that's where our training comes in, just how to approach people, how to suspect something's going on and how to ask the right questions when you're dealing with people so close to the riverside that could be in distress.
And if you do suspect that something's wrong, what do you say to them?
Once again, that's where the kind of the training dialogue comes in, you know, like, how are you doing? How's the evening? Is there anything going on? And just kind of not annoyingly asking them the correct questions. And then unfortunately, when you suspect it, there's no kind of beating around the bush with this thing. Obviously, as you said there, Limerick is the highest suicide rate in the country. And it's something close to us, whether it's in our own families or close friends. You have to just get to the point. And basically, after a couple of questions, you have to ask, if you suspect it, are you feeling suicidal? And a lot of the times with somebody, when you put the point on them right then and there, somebody maybe had the actions to do it but didn't actually think it through. And then when you ask them on the point, they're like, you know what? I think I am. And then from there, then you know the next stage to go, the next dialogue to approach, and then you know the resources to get these people. But the main thing is to stopping them at that moment that they were going to make a drastic decision, which is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So from there, from the questions and from the person's answer is what you'll do next.
Right, but am I correct in this? You found yourself in the situation where you've actually had to jump in the river after people.
Yeah, so that was about a year ago now. We're obviously. With our training and everything else, we are taught like no physical contact should happen, and certainly never put yourself in danger when that comes, because two lives can be taken in this blink of a second, especially with the Shannon River, one of the most dangerous waters in Ireland. So yeah, it was a kind of crazy night where we were coming by the Absolute Hotel in Limerick City, and there was a lady down in the river. And it was only thanks to like a couple of reeds that she wasn't actually taken away by the current, but she was face down and caught in a reed. And we called, she was unresponsive. We put in the trawl bags and like it was pretty dark, so we couldn't really see down. So we were waiting on the ambulance service, the fire brigade and all emergency services. But we knew like that in that time, the lady couldn't hold her breath that long or anything, so we tied a rope around one of the Coca-Cola bikes and I tried to abseil off the side of it. It went terrible. I ended up cutting my hand off the rope and flying into the water myself, but thankfully we had the PFD on me and ended up grabbing the lady, wrapped the rope around my hand from a trawl bags, and the rest of my team were absolutely amazing from LTSP, and they kept me afloat from, I don't know what it was, 30 feet up from the riverside, and held me then until the emergency service could come. But when the ambulance and police came, they couldn't really do anything except wait for the fire brigade, and then the fire brigade came and they didn't have a ladder long enough to reach down to get me out. So we had to kind of sit tight then and then kind of see the current from first hand, which, like, I understand why, like, 9 out of 10 people who go into the water who are saved regret it and would never do it again, because it's one of the scariest places you could ever be. Yeah. But thankfully the Coast Guard ended up coming and saving me and the lady from the water, and thankfully the lady survived.
Well, thanks. Yeah, fair dues. My God. Why do you think it is, Lee, that the situation seems to be particularly bad in Limerick City?
Yeah, it's a strange one. Where Limerick is like the most involved in it. I don't know whether it's per capita and it's just smaller than Dublin, but like when we're talking to people, it's kind of like it's family issues. But where does that stem from? Like if you're asking me, a massive part of it is the housing crisis. Like, is everybody's like couch surfing or struggling to get their own place or struggling for their family to get their own place. They're feeling like they have no chance at life because they can't get the house underneath them. And then from that then would result in like maybe having a drink to ease the pain. And then drink, as we know, alcohol is a gateway drug, and then it'll progress on to maybe worse things. So the misuse of drugs, alcohol, antidepressants, like just the kind of the misuse of them. But it all stems from something else that I'd say, like, the housing and drink is like the biggest cause that we know.
Lee, thanks very much for talking to us. Happy New Year to you, and keep up the good work. That's Lee Reeves there, a member and ambassador for Limerick Treaty Suicide Prevention.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.